Nolte, Motion Picture Academy Museum Trashes Jewish Men Who Created Hollywood. By John Nolte on June 4, 2024. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures finally added an exhibit acknowledging the men who created Hollywood, but it mostly trashes them. When the Academy Museum originally opened in 2021, this $484 million facility run by the same leftist loons currently driving the Oscars into the dirt refused to include any acknowledgement whatsoever of the very men who created Hollywood, the movie business, and the art of the motion picture. What was included in this massive building? Nonsense like this no one cares about. The exhibit includes the work of early 20th century Black motion picture pioneer Oscar Michaud, 1884 to 1951, who produced powerful films for black audiences. Asia and martial arts legend Bruce Lee, Latinx director Patricia Cardozo in her moving 2002 film Real Women Have Curves about Latinx women in East Los Angeles. And Spike Lee, the black auteur whose films have served up brilliant social commentary for three decades. But among the myriad exhibits displayed on all seven stories, nothing about Adolph Zukor, William Fox, Carl Laemmle, Harry Cohn, Samuel Goldwyn, Louis B. Mayer, Jesse Lasky, or Jack, pictured above, and Harry Warner. Imagine a museum dedicated to the history of flight that excludes the Orville and Wilbur Wright. Imagine a museum dedicated to the light bulb that emits Thomas Edison. That's what these woke loons did. Fast forward 3 years and after numerous complaints, the Academy Museum finally added an exhibit acknowledging these men, but the exhibit spends most of its space trashing them using words like frugal, nepotistic, harmful, womanizing, oppressive, brash tyrant, cynical, whitewashed, and predator. More from the rap. It was a period of oppressive control, reads the introductory panel on studio origins, explaining the studio system where eight majors dominated the industry. The 1927 movie The Jazz Singer starring Al Jolson is highlighted as the first widely released feature with synchronized sound. But the brief description calls out the movie's blackface, perpetuating a century-long tradition in the United States that caricatures and dehumanizes black people. A number of people, including showrunner Michael Kaplan, have written a complaint letter to the museum. I think there's a certain amount of anti-Semitism, whether conscious or not, but also a presentism, Kaplan said. Some of this is valid, but the double standard and lack of context is infuriating to many of us. This exhibit, of Hollywood's founders, shows the villains. Every other part of the museum shows the victims. It feels like one more thing, in a world where Jew hatred is on the rise, said producer Lawrence Bender. And this museum is presenting history. What's missing is a true love of cinema. Where does it say that they loved making movies? This is really just another example of the left eating itself. The Academy Museum is part of the Motion Picture Academy, which is run by those who serve at the pleasure of the industry. What did Hollywood expect when they put a fascist harridan like Jacqueline Stewart in charge of their museum? The same Jacqueline Stewart who filmed an introduction to Gone with the Wind that tells us what we're supposed to think about it. In other words, they put a woman in charge of their museum who has no respect for art. Someone who demands you interpret art in a certain way has no business anywhere near an art museum. Were the men who created Hollywood perfect? Who cares? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with their accomplishments, their art, their incredible impact on our culture and the world? And we all know why this is happening. In absentia, Hollywood's founders have been found guilty of three unpardonable sins in a culture where woke Nazis have seized the wheel. They are 1. Male, 2. White, and 3. Jewish. Imagine a museum devoted to civil rights with exhibits focused only on Martin Luther King's sexual infidelities, Gandhi's racism towards blacks, and John Kennedy's whoremongering. Imagine a World War II museum with its exhibit on Franklin D. Roosevelt focused only on his mistress and the internment of the Japanese. That's what this is. This is also Hollywood getting what it voted for. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.